This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending August 16th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 255.54, which was $4.91 lower than the previous week. There were 841 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was one of the biggest weeks in some time, and it was about 12% of the total volume. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all the different types of sales, that was at 254.75, and that was $3.94 lower, and it followed the daily cutout downward. However, the big news for the week was the total volume jumped almost 1,000 loads. The total reported box beef volume was 6,935 loads, and that was 961 loads more than the previous week. The exports climbed a little also, and they were at 572 loads, which was 77 loads higher than last week, but quite a bit lower than the 800 to 1,000 loads per week that we saw during much of the last couple of years. The formula sales were almost the same as the previous week, and they were at 3,379 loads, which was about 49% of the total loads sold, and only 16 loads less than the previous week. The outfront sales really jumped quite a bit, being almost double the volume that they were the previous week, and there were 1,225 loads, which was 695 loads more than the previous week. The cow cutout was about $3 higher, and those 90% trimmings were about $4 higher. The finished cattle trade was $4 to $8 lower in a very uneven trade during the week, and the bulk of the trade was mostly $4 to $5 lower. Dress prices were $4 to $6 lower, mostly at $2.44 to $2.45, but a few up to $2.48 on Tuesday. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 1,277 pounds, which was 11 pounds lower than the previous week, and that compares to 1,272 last year. However, the percent heifers jumped from 37% to 43%, and a big jump in heifers always lowers the average weight quite a bit. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending August 2nd was 4 pounds heavier at 874 pounds. And that compares to 866 last year and 852 pounds for the previous five-year average. The choice select spread ended the week about $7.15, which was almost the same as the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.